This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Frontier Airlines is ending service in Colorado Springs this fall. Local airport officials said in a statement they were disappointed in the low-fare carrier's departure but remain hopeful for their return. Frontier has served Colorado Springs since 2008, except for a three-year hiatus between 2013 and 2016. Its nine weekly flights to Las Vegas and Phoenix made up 4% of current traffic at the airport. Congress is back to work this week, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, there's still a lot on the to-do list before the midterm elections.
At the top of the list is passing a continuing resolution to keep government funded past September 30th. It will give budget negotiators more time to work out a funding agreement for the next fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to try and codify same-sex marriage protections into law, as well as pass energy permitting reform, which was a condition of passing the Inflation Reduction Act. While the Senate is in this week, the House will be doing committee work and is expected back in person next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Financial security was the top concern from Colorado State University students, faculty, and staff during public listening sessions last week. CPR's Paolo Schalsita reports the sessions were meant to mold the school's search for a new president.
The search comes during a time where inflation, the cost of attending college, and the cost of living in Fort Collins are reaching record highs. First-generation student Nick DeSalvo told the search committee he wants to see the next president find ways to make degrees more affordable.
We need a president who understands that there are many students who do not have their mothers or their fathers paying for their college.
CSU's former president, Joyce McConnell, stepped down from her position in June. She left 2 years before her contract ended and received a $1.5 million buyout. I'm Paolo Schalsita, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.